Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and all of those who are listeners from near and far. Today is Thursday, 17th of July, and here in Auroville is mostly sunny on 28 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast predicts for today very warm, with times of sun and clouds, and over the night we can expect mostly cloudy. Temperatures between low of 26 to high of 37 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 39. Southerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts of 19 km per hour. Winds will calm down over the night, but they would be coming from the same direction, south-southwest, at 10 km per hour and with gusts of 13 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 68%. This week, Children of Future School started instead with classes with community service, and for 3 weeks they will join alternatively to different units and services for a week. This week we have with us on the radio, Namoy, Ahili and Atman. Following is an excerpt of interview with the girls.
There are many options on the list for community service, and I just wanted to try like many different things. So Auroville Radio was one of my choices.
I chose Auroville Radio because I was always really interested by the idea of, you know, recording different events that happen or having interviews or just talking to people in general and sharing. So I felt that it would be very interesting to work here. So that's why I chose it. I found that it was very interesting to actually see what happens behind, because I've always, you know, listened to interviews and stuff on television and online, but I've never actually, you know, thought of what happens behind. How you have to think of all the questions and how you have to edit and the categorization and, you know, so I really learned that there's a lot more going on behind just what you see on the television.
Those 5 minutes you see is actually behind 10 hours of work, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So it's quite amazing.
Do you think sharing information is important?
For community, yes, because I think that if we don't share, we all end up just living in like a kind of cave and we don't go out and we just don't know what's happening. And sometimes it's useful to know how everyone else is and how, what things are, you know, how, what kind of things are going on around you. So you're self-aware and also aware of everything else. So I think radio is a very good initiative to bring people together. So, yeah.
I think that Auroville Radio does provide the service the city needs.
Yeah, because it publishes a lot of events and things that go around. So even if you don't go to the actual event, you can like look at it and see what happens and you get the information.
Like, any of you is planning to go further in communication in the life?
Sometimes, yes, I've had like, you know, thoughts of, like, there are all kinds of different kinds of communication. You can also communicate through writing articles and like, you know, journalism and stuff. So there,
You think the radio is not journalism?
It is, definitely. I mean, like paper journalism. So, yeah, but I've always, you know, seen myself as wanting to share things with people. So Auroville Radio is a wonderful way to start that little dream of mine.
Town is getting alive again since the school started with their classes after summer holidays, and that reflects also on our calendars for culture and other events. Tomorrow we can enjoy a musical journey with Ashaman Shakti Vera Svaha François Suresh at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone at 7:30 p.m. But at Unity Pavilion, Africa House, Pavilion of African Culture in International Zone invites us to participate celebration of Nelson Mandela Day, because 18th of July is Nelson Mandela's birthday, from 5 p.m. onward, when they will start to screen A Long Walk to Freedom. Screening will be followed by Bunny Chow dinner, authentic South African street food, and a summing yet delectable and true symbol of the historic bond between South Africa and India. With celebration of Nelson Mandela Day, we will join celebrations in South Africa, where they will screen for free A Long Walk to Freedom in designated cinemas. On Saturday at 7 p.m., we are invited to a light classical fusion at Adi Shakti, Sri Ratan Tata Koto Bhovil by Sai Narasimhan. On Sunday at Savitri Bhavan between 3:30 to 5 p.m. in the hall, Asta Patel will give a talk Sri Aurobindo, The Transition of Our Times, on the occasion of remembering Professor Aurobindo Basu. Professor Aurobindo Basu, who was born in 1918 and died in 2012, known to many in Auroville and the ashram as Arindanda, passed away in the ashram nursing home after short illness a few days before his 94th birthday in July 2012. He was one of the ashram members chosen by Mother to give talks in Auroville in the 70s. We were remembering him in the presence of his son Robert and his assistant in later years, Musumi Mukherjee. There will be a slideshow on his life, a refreshment, and the opportunity to share memories. And after, at 5:30 p.m., we are invited to concentration for the physical manifestation of Auroville, with Vera playing the Russian singing bells under the banyan tree at the mini amphitheater in Unity Garden in Matumandir. Vera will start with 15 minutes silent concentration before the first bell rings. And another exciting and good news is with Repo Beach, where they are saying the party continues with this Sunday, 20th of July, because they successfully reopened the gate last week. This Sunday they will continue with different activities, starting with morning activities for children, like making a sandcastle, balloon flying, handicraft exhibition, and in the evening, music and open stage. We can come with our guitar and kind of instruments or just voice to entertain others or to discover our own voice. The photo exhibition Past Present continues. This week also Tanto Pizza will join Nice Kitchen to give us an authentic Italian taste and they enrich their offers, and they are saying that it's also available from this week acupuncture and homeopathy consultation. But for more details we can contact on 9787033355, Repo Beach Management Committee with collaboration with Multidimension. On July 24th at Shivan Temple in Irumbai Village between 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., Mohanam students invites us to a Salangai Puja. Also, Trovadors resumes with their monthly readings of poetry, and they invite us on 25th of July at 5:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion to join them to join the World Poetry Movement for 1,000 Years of Peace. You can bring your own poem, or the one you like, or a song, and it's possible in your own language. With a successful World Cup covering, Zephyr decided to continue with their programs, and they will start on Tuesdays and Friday, beginning this Saturday, 19th of July, with an art corner facilitated by Krupa. And it welcomes all who enjoy self-expression based on a different theme each evening. And the project coordination group, PCG, will meet for annual review of grant proposal for founding by the Foundation for World Education and Stichting des Saar in 2015. All documents related to this purpose are to be submitted as a Word document in the prescribed grant application format via email to pcg@auroville.org in latest Monday, 15th of September. And there is an announcement on pop-up flea market in Auroville for August 9th. They are Avatar Design, a new unit created by Vikram and Melissa. They are organizing a pop-up sale in the location they have rented in Kulapalam. They picture the event as a flea market in the garden with stalls and workshops in the same cheerful and sharing spirit as the Eco Festival in Solitude Farm. If you're interested to participate in the event, you should contact them on avatardesign@auroville.org/in, or you can call Catherine on 9597203061. And here's another more serious invitation, which is saying they would like to put Auroville on the map of Tamil Nadu. Following the successful Auroville Festival in Delhi 2012, the governing board in their meeting on November 2013 approved a similar event in Chennai. Recently, a group of consisting of Divya, Fabian, Krishna, Auroville Arts, Marco and Surya from Surrender, along with Mr. Balabhaskaran, Srinivasamurti, decided to organize an Auroville Festival in Chennai. According to the Auroville Foundation, there is a need to put Auroville on the Tamil Nadu map, as many state government officials are unaware that Auroville is in Tamil Nadu and what it actually does. The name for the festival will be What is this Auroville? After Jyoti's book. It is to take place in the second half of January 2015. What is this Auroville? Will include an inauguration ceremony, cultural evening with a chief guest, a conference, and a special general and individual events. In some of the themes, this festival will focus on Auroville as a place of research and experimentation, of never-ending education, as a multicultural center for development of a human unity, and as a working city. The duration of the festival may be from a couple of days to a week. The organizing team invites Aurovillians who would like to plan culture activities, workshops, or other activities to come forward so that their activity can be integrated into the festival. The festival budget is small. Mentioned individual events therefore must be supported by the Aurovillians Unit Service, which implement them. They, however, will benefit from the general publicity for the festival and will be included in the festival schedule. The email address for the festival is chennaifestival@oroville.org. And let us conclude with cinema schedule. At Bharat Nivas Auditorium tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen The Lunchbox, directed by Ritesh Batra and was made in India 2013. And the same day, tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Sadhana Forest, we can see An African Safari, which is documentary, with filmmaker Ben Stassen and Sean McLeod Phillips. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Spanish drama, The Sea Insight, made in Spain 2004, by director Alejandro Annemarbar. On Saturday, they were screened an international comedy crime, Hunting Elephants, which was made in Israel, USA 2013 by writer and director Reshef Levy, with Sason Gabay. On Sunday at Children's Film at 4:30 p.m. we can see animation adventure comedy Rango, made in USA in 2011 by director Kore Verbinski. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. drama The Metro City, made in India in 1963 with the director Satyajit Raj. And His Holiness Dalai Lama says, "When something needs to be done in the world to rectify the wrongs, if one is really concerned with benefiting others, one needs to be engaged, involved. This is action out of compassion." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on oroville.org.